We are up to kosher number 2. Yeah? So just to put in perspective what we're going to be getting to and how many things this actually applies to. So last time, this was 2 weeks ago actually, last time we spoke about kosher, we mentioned that, you know, it's one of the most prevalent things. And in kosher mishpat, simen lamed dalid, sif, what was it? Chaf aleph, chaf hey? Right? Somewhere over there. Anyone bail me out? So over there, the Mechaber goes and says, when you want to know someone who's an Avarian or someone who didn't know better, the example they gave is someone who ties and unties on Shabbos. That's like the quintessential, oh, he should have known better. But what could he have done? It's just so hard. Why is it so hard? What's the difficulty we're going to get to? Just the intricacies. And just a few cases just to keep in the back of your mind. Someone came up to me and asked me, could you just map out a few cases? Like, where are we heading? Where should we be? What should we be able to answer after we get through the rest of this booklet? Yeah? So, obviously, ties. Yeah? Obviously, ties. So, if I had to take... I love surveys. Yeah? If I had to take a survey, what did you grow up with? Right. Me too. And it's allowed? Does anyone have a reason? Meaning, margala bapume, when you were a child, the reason why you're allowed to make a tie is because? Exactly. Because you can be matrit with one hand. So it depends which type of tie you have. Right? Because if you have a full Windsor, so then you'll be left with a big freestanding. Right. So now, this really brings us to the Mishnah, because...
Yeah, but you can write to do with one hand because of what's leveraging around your neck.
You can get it out?
I haven't tried it because I
yeah.
Do it, but you probably
could. Okay, is there any of them that you cannot get out whatsoever? There is. It's only if it's leveraged. That's the question. Right. Where does it only come from? Remeir, it's a Mishnah. Yachal lahatira ba'achas miyadav. You're able to take it out and undo it with one of your hands is a Mishnah. The Mishnah Eluk Sharim says, the Chachamim say, Kesher Shakayama, and Remeir goes and says, Yachal lahatira ba'achas miyadav. Do we passing like Remeir? So it really gets down to a machlekes b'shoyin. This is just a good... What? Did you speak about this?
No.
Okay, right. I didn't even find out what we spoke about, so we have to talk. Okay, right, you didn't talk about this. Okay, great. We have to keep our keep tabs of every chabura. So, the Remeir, it depends if Remeir is coming to argue or not. Remeir comes along and says, oh, if you're Yachal Hatir Ba'achs Miyadav, is he coming to disagree with the Chachamim? The Ritva actually says, you know, 2 weeks ago at Parsha, Rachel Bitcha Aktana, that Remeir is coming to be Mefarish the Chachamim. Which, is this going to become a halachic debate? If you will like the Ritva, how we understand the Hezber of the Mishnah, can we go and be Mitzaref Rabbi Meir Lahalacha, Yachal Atir Ba'achas Miyadav, already enables you to be Mekel?
That would mean even by a kesher uman, one hand makes it okay?
So this is the intricacies that makes kosher matir very difficult. How many, meaning there's a bunch of variables and we're going to map them all out today. How many of those variables can you knock off simply by having the ability to undo it? Well, so now, or you could just understand Remeir simply, in a very simple light. Or not... Remeir. You can understand the heter by ties in a very simple light. If you're able to undo it with one hand, it rings like Remeir, but it just shows it's not a kesher shakayama. Nor is it a maizuma. Because that's all that's going to matter. At the end of the day, like we spoke about last week, there's two variables that make or break. That this is the machlokes that's running through the whole sugya. What's the kaveh? Is the kaveh the issue at hand? Regarding tying, is it an issue of being a kesher shel kayama, or is it an issue of being a craftsman's knot, a maisa uma? So now, we're machmir for both, but there's one case for sure. Excuse me, lechol hadeis. There's one case that's not going to be an issue if it's not meant to last for more than a day. Right, that's the bare minimum. The maximum that you're allowed, the minimum time, yeah? The maximum that you're allowed. So let's say you plan on taking it out within the 24 hours, the 25 hours of Shabbos, or by, yeah. the timing gets rough, right?
Yeah,
right? Because if you make it right before mincha,
and you only untie it after Mar.
Then you only untie it and you're machmir for Rabbeinu Tam. So you're quickly coming up on 26 hours. So when the Mishabur goes and tells you 24 hours, is it 24 hours or is it the one day? You know, is there any wiggle room?
I mean, say if you go to Marav and you make your tie.
If on your way to Erev Shabbos Mincha, you make your tie.
No, I'm saying
that way. Erev Shabbos, you make your tie, and you will now have 26 hours ahead of you until you undo it. So, how are we going to get around the timing? Don't worry, it's less than.
What about in the opposite case? You have 24 hours from whenever you tied it or till the end of Shabbos. That's what I understood.
I understood it from the tying.
No, that's fine. Okay.
So that happens to be, I saw this brought down the safer.
Grant, if you make your tie before Mincha and you open it after Mar, it's not really an issue, but...
Why?
You have to have Matzah Shabbos.
It's before Shabbos.
Oh,
no,
correct.
You did it that it will last till after Shabbos.
Could you take it off on Shabbos?
Could you take it off on Shabbos?
No, that's what I'm asking. I'm not asking how it's Matzah, I'm asking how it's Kosher.
Right.
When I tie, if it goes, it's not always 24 hours. It just means till the end of Shabbos. So if I tie my tie before Mincha, it will go till the end of Shabbos. Because I'm only untying it. I'm talking because of the time.
You're talking Shabbos afternoon.
Yes.
Shabbos afternoon. Yes, so I actually saw the Shiloh. That's a very good Shiloh. Shabbos afternoon, if you tie your tie, so you want it to be tied for the duration of Shabbos. Is the duration of Shabbos quantified by 24 hours? Or is the duration of Shabbos
till
the end of Shabbos?
Does it sound that that was considered a day?
Yeah.
Shabbos afternoon,
meaning we don't want you to have a tie to be tied for a day. Is a day 24 hours, or is a day a block of time that's halakhically spanning part of a day? Explain. How does that work? That's fancy footwork. It's bichoshish for either one. When you're chosh, it's usually your machmir.
I know.
If you're playing a word game.
I would be able to use the word chosh. Yeah, I would be able to hear that a parent's dira, that is not considered a full day. If you tie it for Shabbos Mincha, then you're going to take it out tonight.
Okay, so you disagree with the premise.
Right.
Great. Let's call a spade a spade. You just think it's not a day.
But at the same time, I could hear it the other way, where we're tying it. Let's say right after Shkia Friday night.
Yeah.
And you're not untying it till after Abdullah.
After Abdullah, it's mutter anyway.
No, but
it was because of the tying.
The tying for 25 hours.
Right. I could hear doing it for the first time.
Okay, fair.
You could just say it's a din like Ben Yom. It's an ace to Abdullah. This is it's a din in some sort of a key. Usually you'd say it's...
Has wiggle room.
A little more wiggle room, but you'd think that once it's the next day, roughly, that you'd have a little bit more...
Fair. Can we find a raya?
But also, you'll never meant to be read that.
The Mishnah Berurah is quoting. Who's the Mishnah Berurah quoting? 24 hours. Why is the Mishnah Berurah stressing it? What is he stressing? Just say a day. So again, the Mishnah Berurah is not a Rishon. You can't be Medayik. But what is the Prima Gadim itching at, and why is the Mishnah Berurah quoting it? That's the other side of the coin here. So again, I definitely hear it makes a lot of sense to assume that there's what to rely on. There's a little bit wiggle room, but there's no reason to. I wouldn't just dismiss it so freely. Okay, where are we? So now, where does that leave us? How many other cases do we have? Twist ties. Do you know the Rambam's opinion that Pesel Pesilis, that is a twist tie? It's a Chiyuv D'oraisa. So the Mishnah Berurah brings it. And the Chiyuv D'oraisa is because of Kosher, because you're tying. And consequently, untying. So that's a big one, because that's a very, very common case. How do you close your bread? So nowadays they have the other ones, yeah? The guy with the hole that you open his neck and you clamp it. But twist ties are a big, big shayla. I said someone asked me about going through cases, different cases that we should keep in mind as we go through. You know the guy. Yeah. So, the guy with the Next. Okay, so that's just a few, one more case.
To do a knot on a bread, just to do a regular, you know, the one string.
The twist.
That's
no.
For sure.
That's for sure a problem.
What if you do it loosely?
That's for sure. What he's talking about is,
what
let's
if
say you have.
It will just stay. I don't know how to.
I understand. Let's say you do it loosely. It's a problem both ways.
What if you do it loosely that it just stays? Like, you don't tie it, it just will stay like that.
Exactly.
What? Why? What's the tzad?
Because at least
tzad?
It keeps the air out. But
what's the tzad for a diaper? That's when they. It's most common. It's a big michshel. When you wrap a diaper in a bag, how do you close the bag?
Oh, you do one tie.
What?
One.
A plastic bag. No, Velcro is not an issue. Velcro is just loops and hooks. There's no issue of toifer. We're going to learn toifer. There's no
garbage
issue of closing
bag,
a diaper.
One
mutter.
Knot.
What?
Bag, one
no,
knot.
One knot is going to be a kesher echad. But very often, people, without thinking, what they do on a Tuesday is that they'll go wrap it around, pull it through. That's a big question. A single loop, which is not, is a very, kesher hadig. It's very tight and doesn't come out. When you, a single knot.
The drawstring bag that you're using, that one
holds pretty well. The shopping bag.
No.
We need a bag.
Take a grocery bag.
Okay. Blee Nether will bring some props next time. We're going to bring a rope. We're going to bring a rope. And we're going to bring...
From the light show.
So if you would go and pull this through, let's see if it lights up. Yeah. If you go and pull this through and then pull it very, very tight, you will have an everlasting knot. Yeah? This is what people do when they want to close a bag very tightly.
Yeah, but the ones that have the shopping plastic bags that have the handles, you do that, that's not going to stay.
So, yeah, so this, yes, let's say you have a bag, we're going to get there. Because what's the din? This is what we're going to get to. Probably not tonight. What's the din with a kesher echad? This is called a kesher echad. Let's get our term straight. This is a kesher echad, and when you go like this, it's going to be an aniva al gabe kesher, because the moment you go like this, this is a kesher. Essentially, your foot is just stopping it from fully tying. But essentially, when you go like that, you've made, if there would be nothing in between and your foot wasn't in the shoe blocking the strings, you will have made a full kesher. So that's a kesher. Kesher echad. That's asui lahatir. You're bound to undo it, unless you sleep in your shoes, which Api Kabbalah is not so good. What? B'nai Mechuzah. They say very bad things about them.
Terrible things.
We're B'nai West Hempstead, right?
I looked it up the other day, because I couldn't remember all the places the Shah said all these bad things. Somebody compiled the whole list.
All the bad things.
They were very materialistic, and they were like, you're a chicken.
Wow. Okay, so we're not going to visit Mechuzah on our trip when we go, So let's go. What is the issue at hand? Yeah, let's map out in the 10 minutes we got what the issue at hand is, and then how we magdir it. What's the parameters of each respective issue? Okay, so according to Rashi comes along, Rashi says right, left, and center, everywhere he can, the main factor that we care about is kesher shel kayama. What's his raya? One time he brings a raya from Tzadik Hilazon, right? Tzadik Hilazon, when they would go and make their traps, they were for eternity until they would need to undo them. They had to be sturdy, they were everlasting, they had durability, they were kesher shakayam. Another one is the chutei yiriyah shenifsakos, right? Which we never even got to 2 weeks ago, exactly figuring out why we're bringing from a havamina. So, Maramakim Hulachem, I'll just tell you one Maramakim if anyone wants to see. Right, the Gemara's Abaye and Ravan, Ayin Dalin Amadbez, for those who recall, were very busy. Where do we find Kosher Matir in the Mishkan? So, they brought from the, when you have a string that breaks, and then Abaye wasn't so pleased. Rava wasn't so pleased. And the Maskana of the Gemara is that it comes from the trappers. So many Rishonim go and learn many dinim from the Havamina. What? The Havamina?
That wasn't the problem. The problem was that it's not Roy for a king, but it wasn't a net issue.
So that's one way out. If you look in the Tiferes Yisroel on Ein Dalet, on Ein Gimel, on the Mishnah, and as well as the Tveris Yisrael and Rav Akiva Eiger, and there's a Tosis Yontif. If you look in both accompanying Mar Mekomer, the beginning of Eluk Sharim, Kuf Yud Aleph, which is the 12th Perek, which is the 15th Perek, and back in the Mishnah of Ayin Gimel, where we enumerate all the 39 Melachas, there's a lot of Achorei Nisha Raid, Rav Akiva Eiger and Tosis Yontif, trying to figure out what the Havamina was from that step in the Gemara. We're not getting into it. But anyone who wishes, check it out. There's a lot of good stuff. So now, that's where Rashi comes from. The Rif in the Rambam, on the other hand, Rashi is accompanied by the Rush, the Tur, and the Raivan. The Rif in the Rambam go and say it's all about Maisa Uman. Now, if you read Mishnayis and you read Gemara, there's no mention of Maisa Uman. It doesn't come up. The words Maisa Uman.
Who says Maisa Uman?
The Rif in the Rambam. Maisa Uman is a craftsman. The craftsman, so we care if the knot is a craftsman knot. As we saw last night, there's a book, an excellent book. It's called Why Not? Anyone could see Achiel, excellent book, or Shmuel. And excellent book going through these intricate knots, which for them are not intricate, but for the rest of us, they're very intricate, and the hitches, not the ride, it's unbelievable. Pass it. So if you want to know what a hitch is, and you want to know what these times, and they'll walk you through it, and in case you can't figure it out, they got you covered. Yeah, they got you covered. If you want a lasso, or any of the, if you want to, yeah, that too. Anyway, so all the good things, if that's a Maisa Uman. That's a Maisa Uman. So where is it mentioned? So the Gra, let's jump to have some fun for a moment. The Gra actually says in the beginning of Shin Yud Zayin, Sif Aleph, because that's where the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama weigh in as to how do we paskin. The Gra goes and says it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah that mentions Maisa Uman. What Mishnah? The Mishnah at the beginning of Eluk Sharim goes and says, these are the Ksharim Shechayavan Oleim. What are they? Kesher HaGimalin, the Kesher HaSaponin. The word Gimalin are the camel drivers. The word Saponin are the
sailors.
Thank you, I always mess that up. Sailors. We're not talking about the boat. We're talking about the people who man the boat. We're talking about the people. This is the Gra. So the Gra goes and says, so we already find a precedent that Maisa Uman is mentioned by none other than the Mishnah. Aleph. And where did the Rif and the Rambam stick it in? The Gemara goes and says, has a steer in Brises. The Gemara in Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph goes and says, Tani Chada Chayiv, Tani Chada Pater Aval Aser, and Tani Chada Mutter. We have these three levels. Question between sandal a sandal, one question, and a minol, and what we're going to have at the end of the day, this is going to come all the way lamaisa, we're always going to have three levels. There's going to be one level that's going to be chayiv midaraisa, the quintessential kosher and matir of the 39 melachos. We're going to have one that's going to be asad rabbanon, and we're going to have one that's going to be mutter. And this is going to play out in real time. Now, according to each one, we're going to have to now play it out. Yeah? According to Rashi, the quintessential is?
Okay.
Yeah.
In Rashi,
yeah.
Does everlasting mean inherently, or it means the plan, or both? Meaning, say, if it's inherently everlasting and you plan to undo it, that also helps? Or does planning to keep it there, even though it's inherently not going to also help?
So this is an excellent question. Excellent. Time frame we're going to get to also. This is an excellent question what Rabbi Klein is bringing up, because there's an irony here that doesn't exist by many other malachas. We've mentioned this by Kosev and Moichig. We spoke about it by writing and erasing. We said it depends what ink you use. Why? Because if you use certain types of ink, it's not. It has to be a davar shakayama. And we've mentioned the Sharatzion and Shin Gimel, Sivkotan Samaches, that talks about what's the shear of Miskayim. Every malach has to be Miskayim. That's one of the tenoim, one of the preconditions of being a malacha. It has to be in the sky. It has to be bar kayama. So what's the kesher shel kayama? It's the same, you know, umbrella klal of being shel kayama or something else. Why is there this extra stress? It has to be shel kayama, and that's kosher, and that's what they did in the Mishkan. That's just regular kayama, or is it an extra din? Says many achronim, it's not the irony. The added facet here is that your das actually makes a difference. Your das does make a difference.
Double knot doesn't matter. Double strong knot, you could still, in fact, you want to undo within, let's say, 24 hours, would it make it okay?
Would make it potentially derabanan. Would make it potentially derabanan. If it's a kesher shel kayama, and you plan to undo it, your das can play a factor. What?
He's asking about the opposite.
Let's say an opposite case. Let's say it's intrinsically not shel kayama, but you plan on leaving it, so you're going to be in derabanan land. You'll be in the Raisa land.
No,
we're in the Rashi.
Rashi also still has three categories?
Of course. Everyone's going to have three categories. Everyone's going to have three categories. So let's run through them in the 2 minutes we have. We're just going to get them out there, yeah? Rashi's going to say the Chi of the Raisa is going to be Kesher Shel Kayama. Now, what's going to be the Chi of the Rabbanan? He's going to have to, so to say, inject a whole middle ground. What's the middle ground? It's Lizman.
Right.
Lizman is more than a day, less than La'olam. La'olam is the quintessential, you're doing it for eternity. Less than a day, more than a day, less than forever, is going to be the Derabanan. What's going to be the Mutter? When it's less than a day. Mutter. Great. Comes along, that's according to Rashi. Next. According to the Rif and the Rambam, it's not all about Uman. It's about Uman and Shel Kayama. They have a dual faceted criteria. So according to them, what's the quintessential? Kesher Shel Kayama and Maisa Uman. Bump it down if you have one without the other.
They only say one way, though. They only say no Uman.
But it would be one without the other, either way. And then, when is it going to be Mutter? When it's neither. Yeah? Neither. What's going to be the Nafkamina? I wrote them down. It's not fair. You ready? Let's have some fun. If it's a Kesher Shel Kayama, that's a Hedyot.
So what?
Kesher Shel Kayama, that's everlasting, but is a simpleton can do. According to Rashi, it's a Raisa. According to the Rambam, it's going to be Asur Midrabanan. Why? Because it's only one of the two. Great. Next, Nafkamina number two is going to be, let's say, you tied it for temporary tying, and is also going to be for a simpleton. Kesha Lizman, that's a Hedyot. According to the Rambam, that's for a week. According to the Rambam, indeed, it will be Mutter. Whereas, according to... Because you don't have either of the...
Yeah. She always splits Kayama in two times.
And then Kesher Shel Uman, that you're going to be Matir on that day, is going to be the time that Rashi's going to be the Mekel. Rashi will say it's Mutter, the Rambam will say it's Aser. Again? The highway hitch. I want to get to that. Amir Tashem next year. That I plan on taking out. I will take it out. Correct. We gotta wrap this up. And now, so we're Machmir for both. We are Machmir for both. Who's we? I'll stay tuned. Bechaber Rama, who's we? How could I say we so freely, right? Who's we? So we're gonna get to Shin Yizayin Sif Aleph. This is now we're all ready to enter Shin Yizayin Sif Aleph. And if we're machmer for both, there's gonna be one scenario. That's going to be Mutter L'chol Adeyes, barring extenuating circumstances. A hedyot that you plan on taking out that day, which maybe is gonna explain why our shoelaces. Is a Maisa Hedyot that you plan on taking out that day, and we have to work from there to the more difficult cases.